Welcome to the Live Well, Live Long, Stay Well, Stay Strong in Isolation program. Karina with you this week as we explore topics to support your health and well-being through the COVID-19 pandemic. This time we'll be looking at sleep. Sleep is something that we all do. Some of us sleep better than others. I remember asking my grandmother each morning how she slept, and she would always say, "Not a wink," which was surprising given the amount of snoring that came out of her bedroom. It seems to be a topic that always comes up, that jealous feeling when someone says, "Wow, I had such a great night's sleep," after you've been tossing, turning and counting sheep all night. Sleep is as essential for good health as oxygen, food and water. Most scientists agree that sleep is important for restoring physical and mental health. It refreshes the mind and repairs the body. Lack of sleep or sleep deprivation can cause fatigue, poor concentration and memory, mood disturbances, impaired judgment and reaction time, and poor physical coordination. The body's internal clock regulates when and how we sleep depending on the amount of light around us. When the sun sets, your brain releases hormones to make you sleepy. In the morning, exposure to daylight suppresses these hormones and releases brain chemicals to help keep you awake. Melatonin is a hormone that is produced naturally in the body at night, which promotes sleep. As we age, we make less melatonin and as a result can find it difficult to get off to sleep. Most people sleep between 7 and 9 hours each day. However, they may not get all their sleep at night. Around 4 in 10 older people have at least one 30-minute nap every day. This is often called power napping and can be like having a quick battery recharge. I envy those people, like my husband, that can sit in the chair and 2 minutes later he's fast asleep whilst I'm out there thinking, "I should try and have a nap or I'm going to be too tired to go out later," and half an hour later I'm still banging around the kitchen in frustration because I didn't get any sleep. The only satisfaction I get is waking my husband. Having a day nap can reduce the amount of sleep you may need at night. An afternoon nap may help your energy levels but may also interfere with sleeping at night. Naps can be a problem if they are late in the afternoon or last longer than 15 to 20 minutes. The best approach is to experiment to find what works best for you. Most people over the age of 80 nap for more than 1 hour each day. At night, some older people take more than half an hour to get to sleep. This is a case for about 1 in 3 women and 1 in 6 men. Older people also tend to sleep lightly. They wake up more often and spend less time in deep, refreshing sleep. After middle age, our body clock gradually changes. As we get older, the hormones that help us sleep are released earlier in the day. Some older adults may feel sleepy earlier than they used to, and they may wake up in the early hours of the morning. Other factors that may interfere with sleep and cause awakenings during the night include hot flushes in postmenopausal women and the need to go to the toilet during the night. Pain caused by many health conditions may make it difficult to stay in one position for the whole night. Sometimes the medication that you take for that condition can also cause sleep issues. At least 1 in 4 older people have sleep apnea or periodic limb movement disorder. These problems often disturb the sleep of the bed partner as well. 4 in 10 older people have insomnia. Sleep problems can tend to increase when we don't get enough exercise or interesting activities during the day, or we go to bed too early. There are many simple things that can be done to improve sleep. The most important is to get regular sleep hours. Try to go to bed at the same time every night and get out of bed about the same time every morning. An alarm clock can help with this. Avoid sleeping in, even if you've had a poor night's sleep and still feel tired. Don't go to bed too early and aim to spend only the time in bed that you actually need for sleep. If you happen to wake early, think about getting out of bed and starting your day. Regular sleep habits strengthen your body clock's sleep-wake rhythm. Often at night I'm so tired that I feel I can barely get myself to the bathroom. I brush my teeth, get undressed and whammo, I'm wide awake. I get so frustrated and start thinking about how tired I'm going to feel tomorrow if I don't go to sleep right now. If you don't fall asleep within about 20 minutes, leave your bedroom and do something relaxing. Read or listen to soothing music. Go back to bed when you're tired. By doing this, you're trying to get your brain to associate your bed with sleep, not with the fact that you lie there each night stressing about the lack of it. Exposure to sunlight during the morning and late afternoon also help your body clock. You might want to think about having a cuppa outside. Exercising during the day can help you feel sleepier at night. Be careful not to exercise too close to bedtime, as this can have the opposite effect. Don't go to bed hungry or overfull. Avoid heavy or large meals within a couple of hours of bedtime. Your discomfort might keep you up. Nicotine, caffeine, and alcohol deserve caution too. The stimulating effects of nicotine and caffeine take hours to wear off and can wreak havoc on quality sleep. And even though alcohol may make you feel sleepy, it can disrupt sleep later in the night. Create a room that's ideal for sleeping. Often this means cool, dark, and quiet. Exposure to light can make it more challenging to fall asleep. Avoid watching TV or taking your phone or iPad to bed with you. These things can disrupt your sleep as they stimulate your brain just when you're trying to get it to quieten down. Doing calming activities before bedtime, such as taking a bath or using relaxation techniques, might promote better sleep. You need to be in a warm bath for at least 10 minutes and do this at least an hour before heading to bed. When you get out of a hot bath, your body will continue to radiate heat and it takes time to cool your core temperature down again. According to the National Sleep Foundation, studies have shown that older adults who listen to relaxing music before bed fall asleep faster, sleep longer, wake up less during the night, and rate their nights more restful. Slow tunes with 60 to 80 beats per minute, like classical, jazz, or folk music, are the most effective in helping you sleep. Try to resolve your worries or concerns before bedtime. Jot down what's on your mind and then set it aside for tomorrow. Note down the things you need to do tomorrow, and hopefully this will help you stop worrying about them during the night. Journaling can be a great way to help with problems and make you see them in a more realistic light. Writing the good things that happened in your day can shift your thoughts towards the pleasant things rather than the bad. This may help you when waking up during the night worrying about the bad things. Deep breathing may also help. We did some of this when we did the chair-based exercise class a couple of weeks ago. Start by taking a slow deep breath in through your nose, hold, and slowly out through your mouth. This is called box breathing. You can count your breath in for an amount of time, hold, and then out for another timing. Find a count that suits you, as it can take time to feel comfortable with this. A common one is breathing in for 4, hold for 2, and out for 4. I find this quietens my mind as I am concentrating on my breathing and not all of the other thoughts that are running through my head. You can do this at times when you are stressed or feel you need to have a moment before making a decision. It is important to remember that sleep needs and sleep patterns change with age and different circumstances. Talk to your doctor if you have persistent problems with your sleep, especially if it affects your daytime well-being or you're always feeling sleepy during the day. Neither of these is a normal result of aging. Something can be done about both. You should also seek help if your partner notices something wrong with your breathing during sleep. There are effective treatments for snoring, sleep apnea, and insomnia. Good sleep is vital for good health. The information that I've talked about today comes from the Sleep Health Foundation in New South Wales, the Better Health Victoria, the Mayo Clinic, and Dr. Michael Mosley's book, Faster Sleep. For more information about the program, please call 6166 2350 or go to the Clarence or Glenorchy City Council's website or Facebook pages. Hobart FM, supporting our community.